James Dickey and Robert Frost share a rare honor. They were the only poets to read from their work at presidential inaugurations. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Dickey read his poem Strength of Fields at the inauguration of fellow Georgian Jimmy Carter. Frost read at the inauguration of President Kennedy. Dickey is popularly known as the author of Deliverance, which was made into a successful film, but his poetry has won him honors, including the National Book Award. Dickey was a fighter pilot during World War II when he first toyed with the idea of becoming a poet.
I was in a night fighter squadron. I was going down to the flight line in the Philippines once, and there was sort of a delicate film of dust on the bushes at the side of the road. And I thought to myself, that's very striking looking. Somebody ought to write that down or write about it or take a picture of it or something. And I thought, again, before we got down to the airplanes, I thought, well, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll write a description of that and I'll put it in a letter to somebody. And then I thought, no, I won't write it in a letter to somebody. I'll just write it.
In a 1981 interview, Dickey spoke of hunting the woods with a bow and arrow and with a blowgun.
I'm sort of having second thoughts about it now because it's not that I object to killing animals. In fact, the hunt is one of the most crucial and exciting things there is to do. Because the industrial encroachment on the environment is doing away with them, not the hunters.
Dickey would also love being the first poet to ride the Columbia space shuttle.
I was flying out to Seattle to have an operation a couple of years ago, and I happened to be in an airliner at the very minute that Mount St. Helens erupted, and the pilot said, there's nothing wrong with the airplane, but something has happened down below. Mount St. Helens has just erupted, and everybody who wants to see it, go over to the left side of the airplane and look out the window, because you don't get to see this every day.
Dickey feels the same way about the space shuttle. Not many people get to fly it. James Dickey's latest collection of poetry is called Puella, which exalts his young wife, Deborah. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.